Je dois procéder à un examen contradictoire du témoignage de Monsieur Anthony Alpha.
I mean, Mr. Omega, he was my best friend. We went to high school together.
At the recent law night at the Commercial Court of Paris, lawyer Camille Herry took part in a mock hearing, playing the role of a commercial lawyer pleading for his American client.
But we were going to be sure that we were both going to make money. After all, we're friends. That's true.
This fictional hearing was aimed at proving how pertinent the use of English can be in French courts. While the Commercial Court of Paris has had an international chamber since 1993, it's always remained fairly low profile. But this year, the Commercial Court of Paris and the Paris Court of Appeal signed a protocol with the largest lawyers' organization in France, the CNB, and now hold hearings in English. And when the first hearing was held in June this year, the French Justice Minister tweeted, "Welcome."
Thank you very much. And could you tell us, like, what?
For Jean Messinessy, the head of the Paris Commercial Court, it's important that foreign litigants can express themselves in a language they're comfortable with, and more often than not, in business, that will be English.
I've had a lot of cases where the two litigants were foreign. In one case, I had a Saudi Arabian on the one hand and a German bank on the other. They could only converse in English. Allowing them to do that meant they considered they'd been heard, and that's very important.
The English-speaking chambers mostly deal with commercial disputes between foreign and French companies, which have chosen Paris as a judicial forum. As well as allowing languages other than French, non-French lawyers will also be granted rights of audience. But perhaps the most radical change is that they've adopted some Anglo-Saxon methodology too.
We have to admit that the evidentiary tools that exist, especially in common law for Anglo-Saxon jurisdictions, are probably more sophisticated, and we missed the opportunity of having people who are involved in those cases to be interviewed before the judges, in order maybe to let the truth unfold a little bit before the court, which in the very accusatory French system was not possible.
That's Camille Herry, a lawyer with LLP in Paris and a member of the French Bar Council. He says the cross-examination of witnesses is usually confined to the criminal area in France, so using it in civil and commercial cases is a bit of a revolution.
Have someone making a statement live, looking at the eyes of the judge, it changes a little bit our perception of truth also, because we were only relying on written documents so far. And of course, in sophisticated cases where the facts are a little bit obscure, when you want to make an assessment about the actual real intention of the parties, being able to examine and cross-examine someone is truly appreciable.
This Anglophone-inspired way of conducting a litigation hearing is set to attract clients who are accustomed to using the famed London commercial courts in Fetter Lane, where the majority of Europe's litigation cases are handled. Jean Messinessy, head of the Commercial Court of Paris, says the uncertainty around Brexit is strengthening the position of the French capital.
I think
Brexit acted as a catalyst and made us aware here at the Commercial Court, the Chancellery and the Appeals Court that it was very likely that some big international companies would gradually lose their attachment to England and the London courts and settle their litigations elsewhere. It's natural that the city of Paris has a lot to offer.
Paris is a possibility naturelle.
Camille Herry says as Brexit is making international companies nervous, Paris appears a more reassuring continental option.
The place of London as an economic place may be a little bit shaken by the Brexit. So we anticipate that some businesses and some transactions, because of the taxes attached to those transactions, because of the ability of people or the lower ability of people to travel to England, may be brought back into the continent. We have the feeling that UK will be more isolated. I think that it will be probably easier to rely, let's say, on the continental courts.
For the time being, EU legislation means that judgments made in one member state are automatically applicable in all member states. But post-Brexit, this may not be the case. That's another reason companies may be getting jittery over continuing to use London courts, says Philippe Bertrand, president of the International Chamber of the Commercial Court of Paris.
Le Brexit remet un certain nombre de choses en question, et notamment un principe.
Brexit is putting a few things into question, and notably the way judgments are automatically executed throughout Europe. It won't be so easy. So lawyers and firms that are in dispute are asking themselves a lot of questions. In the event of a no-deal Brexit, England will lose business.
Si le Brexit ne fait pas l'objet d'accord sur ce sujet.
Just how much is anyone's guess? Close to 10,000 cases are heard in Britain's commercial courts each year, making it the largest legal services sector within the EU, six times the size of the French market. Philippe Bertrand is confident Paris can get a bigger slice of the pie.
Bien sûr, c'est un plus pour Paris.
Of course, it's an asset for Paris. Our ambition is to become the place for international law, contributing to this country's economic influence and creating jobs. The legal business in France is currently worth more than 30 billion euros. There are 450,000 jobs in the legal profession. If there's more activity in Paris, it's altogether positive for the image of France, its economy and its businesses.
Et pour l'image de la France et pour son économie et pour ses entreprises.
There's clearly ambition on the French side, but Jean Messinessi recognizes Paris won't be toppling London from pole position anytime soon.
J'espère beaucoup que ça va être, si vous voulez, comme on dit en anglais, un momentum qui va prendre de l'importance.
There'll be momentum and Paris will become more important. At the moment, the French courts just don't have anywhere near the same means as the English and American courts do. A judge in the federal court in the US has massive resources by comparison. We will have to make an effort in the long term.
Il faut améliorer tout l'environnement informatique.
We have to improve all the information technology and help judges and court clerks to express themselves in English.
And Camille Herry recognises that it will take more than teams of fluent English speakers in Paris to topple London.
Undoubtedly, the place of London and its strength is based on also the common law and the power of the common law in international contracts. Of course, the financial place of London, which is important, the corporate structures over there, the sophistication of the organization, the funds that are there. And this may be impacted by the Brexit, but London will remain a very strong place. What I believe is that the isolation of UK will probably bring people to consider that having a kind of inside EU forum to handle some decisions will be safer for them. And in addition, we want to take the best of the two worlds. So introducing those very sophisticated evidentiary rules and tools into our system will certainly provide more comfort to people, companies that were used to rely on UK or US courts.
For Camille Herry, the tangible difference these English-speaking chambers in Paris are making isn't commercial at all. It's about boosting people's trust in the courts.
I think it's a question of culture and trust. People may be used in their perception of what justice is to rely on the facts, on truth. And in that perspective, having the ability of interviewing someone, having him swear to tell the truth, and provide a thorough explanation directly and being challenged if he is not specific enough provides, I think, more trust. So from a human perspective, these new tools bring, I would say, more trust, more credibility to our judicial system. And so in that perspective, I think it's a great achievement.
So is this being then applied in the French-speaking commercial courts? Is there going to be a kind of transfer now from the British model through to the French model?
No, which is rather frustrating. So I assume, as you mentioned, that our perception of a thorough, comprehensive, consistent system will be probably more addressed before that jurisdiction than before the French jurisdiction. But maybe it's a start, and that will expand and contaminate in the proper way the other jurisdictions.
Revolutionising the French justice system will take a while longer, but ironically Brexit would seem to be spurring it along. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.